International rescue teams in Sumatra are to head home as Indonesian authorities scale back their search for earthquake survivors. Local rescue coordinators admit there's almost no chance of finding any more survivors. The emphasis now is on providing aid for the living. The final death toll is expected to be in the thousands. Support for the federal government has surged according to the latest news poll. It has Labor ahead 58% to 42% on a two-party preferred basis. Opinion is divided on whether the Reserve Bank Board will raise interest rates when it meets today. Most economists say rates will remain unchanged at 3%, but some are predicting a rise of 25 basis points. About 250 people are dead after torrential rains and flooding in southern India. Almost 2.5 million people have been left homeless after 5 days of heavy rain. Officials say it's the worst flooding they've seen in decades, and the recovery could cost billions of dollars. And Australia has held on to its Champions Trophy cricket title in South Africa. Shane Watson made 105 to help Australia beat New Zealand by 6 wickets with more than 4 overs to spare. And there'll be more news later.